The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. J.P. Shadrick from the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network going to join us an hour 20 from now at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. The play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, will stop by. And then in the 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific hour, we'll be joined by former special teams coach for the Saints, the Jets, the Dolphins, worked with Sean Payton, and Mike Westhoff joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So we all know that, like, this wasn't a secret. We know it was an inevitability that Derek Carr, at some point this offseason, is going to be leaving the Las Vegas Raiders. He already left the team a few weeks ago when they went to Jarrett Stidham. But today, Derek Carr, I guess, put out a note of thank you to Raiders fans. To me, it comes off more as like a sympathy note. Let me get, you know, some praise on the way out and try to clear up this situation, which we didn't really get any clarity on. So I thought the timing of this was bizarre, because we know that Derek Carr, at the end of the year, once the Super Bowl does conclude, 3 days after the Super Bowl, he has to be off the Raiders roster, or else there's a boatload of guaranteed money coming his way. Now, Carr is one of the few players in the NFL that actually has a no-trade clause, so if the Raiders go to Carr and say, we want to trade you to someplace, he could just easily say no. So I don't see why Derek Carr, whatever franchise he's going to next, and I don't know what you'd have to give up to go get Derek Carr, if he really wants to go to that team, why he wouldn't just tell the Raiders, I don't want to go there, and just kind of go wink, wink, hush, hush to the team behind the scenes, I actually do want to go there, but I will go to your organization, keep a spot for me. But why would you force that team, even if it's only like a conditional 3 or a 4 or 5? Like, I don't know what it would be. Now, you saw what Carson Wentz ended up going for 2 separate times. So maybe it would have to be a little bit more lucrative than what I just said. Maybe it's a conditional 2. Could it be an outright 1? I don't know what the Raiders want back, but I think the stock for Derek Carr is not that high, but there will be a landing spot. And Derek Carr, I've said this all the time before, he is a good quarterback. He is not a great quarterback. And he is someone where at his best, he looks in like a 3 or 4 week stretch that he could be a top 10 quarterback. And whenever you're going to come around on Derek Carr and say Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback, he falls flat on his face and takes about like 3 or 4 steps back. And we just saw it in these last 2 years. Like, going into 2 years ago, before the Raiders went through all those horrible things that occurred off the field, no one was really confident about Derek Carr. But in tough moments and moments of adversity, he showed up and was a big reason why the Raiders got to the playoffs. And then I think nationally, everyone started to say, okay, I like what I'm seeing out of Derek Carr. I believe in Derek Carr. If you get him to the right situation, he could be really good. And then this offseason, I know Josh McDaniels has been a disaster, and I know Darren Waller was hurt and Hunter Renfrow was hurt as well, but you had a career year out of Josh Jacobs, And also, you had Devontae Adams traded there. And Derek Carr played bad football. So you could blame McDaniels and say McDaniels is horrible, and all could be true. But Derek Carr did not perform well this year. And that was when everyone told me this offseason, Zach, you've been too tough on Derek Carr. Zach, you have to say that Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback. He showed this year why I'm always so reluctant when he plays like a top 10 quarterback to say that, because he never does it over an entire length of a season. So where we're at today, it's not a surprise. Josh McDaniels wants his own guy. Josh McDaniels realizes someone has to take the fall, fair or not, for this season. He is somehow being allowed to get year number two because Mark Davis doesn't want to basically play three coaches when only one would actually be coaching the team, because they settled with Gruden. If you got rid of McDaniels, his contract is pretty new, only 1 year in, and then you have to be paying another guy if you brought in someone else. So McDaniels wasn't going anywhere. Now, this time next year, if the Raiders don't turn around, I don't know how you give McDaniels a third year, but you knew someone was going to have to be the fall guy, as Chris Carter would like to say. And the fall guy here was Derek Carr. And it's time to move on from Derek Carr. Like, you could be totally skeptical about Josh McDaniels and don't believe in Josh McDaniels, but also realize, like, Derek Carr has been with the Raiders for pretty much a decade. And Derek Carr looked like he was going to be a franchise quarterback, then got hurt. Then there was times where people said, oh, he doesn't have the talent around him. We've been talking about Derek Carr for years now, and he has not showed you that he is a franchise great quarterback that could win a Super Bowl. Now, it doesn't mean he couldn't be good in other places. Like, he could be solid. He could be a good quarterback, but I don't think he's a guy that ever is going to win you three games in the postseason to go get to a Super Bowl. You know what I kind of compare Derek Carr to? He's kind of like Kirk Cousins like. Light. Like, that's what he is. Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback. But does anyone look at Kirk Cousins as someone that's going to win you a Super Bowl? And there's sometimes inconsistencies with Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk is a better quarterback than Derek Carr, but you're always waiting and waiting and waiting for that Derek Carr moment and Derek Carr to ball out, or Kirk Cousins to ball out when the moment is the brightest, and it just rarely ever happens. And we had Lincoln Kennedy on. And we have him on once a year. And it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago now. Where Lincoln Kennedy said, it's put up or shut up time for Derek Carr. And that went viral. And that got blasted all over the internet. And went to all the big media companies. And that was pretty big because Lincoln Kennedy, team broadcaster, but he's a team employee. And Lincoln was home with us this past offseason. And he said, you guys know it better than anyone. I've been saying it for 3 years that it's put up or shut up time. And that's the one thing with Derek Carr. Even though he's a good quarterback, I always feel like Derek Carr is the quarterback that tells you, all right, the time is now. It's coming this year. It's going to happen this year. And we rarely say, wow, Derek Carr is this unbelievable quarterback. So I don't know really, when you look at today's letter, what it means, because we already knew that Carr was going to be either traded this offseason or released. That was clear when he walked away with the team. But Hickey, let me just ask you this, because this is what is a little bit confusing to me. Why do you think Derek Carr put this letter out today? Like, wouldn't you just wait until either you got traded or you got released if you wanted to say goodbye to Raider Nation? Did you at all find the timing of the letter today to be a little bit bizarre? As we're getting ready for wild card weekend, no one's really thinking about Derek Carr. No one's really talking about Derek Carr. Why do you think he put that letter out today when he wanted to say goodbye in a social media post to the Las Vegas Raiders fans?
I think it makes sense because you know the end is here. And if you wait till you get traded and or cut, I think more of the attention, more discussions about where he's going rather than where he's leaving. So now it's like, the attention's only on him saying goodbye to the Raiders and their fans instead of, let's say he waits, let's say for argument's sake, he's straight to the Jets.
Yeah.
Let's just say. Well, even if he puts that letter out the day after or an hour after he's officially traded to the Jets on the Raiders.
The story is he got traded to the Jets,
right,
or the Commanders, whoever that is.
It's still like it feels a little bit hollow, or just feels not as
okay,
sympathetic or just heartfelt when you're just putting it on your way out and said, now when he's going to go somewhere, we just don't know where. It's still at least the stories about the Raiders and the fans from his perspective.
Now, I saw in the letter he said he felt bad that he wasn't able to say goodbye. That's another part that I still don't get. Did the Raiders tell him to leave the team, or was he just so frustrated that he said, I'm leaving the team, you're still going to pay me, and the Raiders go, okay, we're not going to fight this at all because we don't need to make this a mess and cause more attention. I wonder, I know that they will say that it's mutual, and if that's going to be your response, I wonder who first said, go away from the team. It's got to be Carr. And then the Raiders just said, okay, we don't really care. You're leaving the organization anyway this offseason.
Probably. They say mutual, but you're probably right. He probably said, I want to be a quote-unquote distraction. And the Raiders are like, you know what? You're right. You're gone anyway, so we're not going to fight this.
Yeah, we're not going to fight not paying you for the final 2 weeks of the season, because then that would make them look like a bad organization. And I guess the Raiders finally, for the first time this year, understood what good optics would be. And that would be just letting him go away.
Rip the Band-Aid off of just like him just getting out of the building, get out of here. All right, we're moving on.
So how do you view Derek Carr? Because I've said this numerous times. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a solid quarterback. As I just said, I think he's kind of like Kirk Cousins light. Anytime someone's going to tell me that this guy is a franchise guy or is looking like a top 10 quarterback, and whenever he plays well in like a 3 or 4 week stretch, then shortly after that, he does stumble. And he goes back into like that 13th, 14th, 15th category. There are teams, because you either have a quarterback or you don't. And as you've seen this year, there's a lot of bad quarterback play. And then there's teams that in the offseason go, we got to upgrade the position. And you make a move where you upgrade the position. But if the end goal is still to go win a Super Bowl, I don't think Derek Carr wins you a Super Bowl in this league. But if you need a placeholder, if you need someone to just save your job and get you to the playoffs, not that Carr has habitually been in the postseason, but I think Carr is a good enough quarterback to get you into the playoffs. But once you get into the dance, you see, okay, you're just grateful to be there. You're not walking away with the crown, let's just say. Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to say prom queen there. I was going to say you weren't going to be like the homecoming king. Like, yeah, you're in the dance, you're in the conversation, you're in the homecoming court, but you're not going to be named the best of the best. So what's your view on Derek Carr?
He's a playoff caliber quarterback. If he goes to the Commanders, the Jets, he can definitely get into the playoffs next year. I would not put them in the Super Bowl caliber conversation, but definitely playoff caliber without a doubt.
Would you agree with me? If you're him, don't you kind of identify the team that you want to go to, or at least a team or two, maybe even three, that would be your selections? And maybe two are realistic, and one you say, okay, that's the dream. Maybe they're not interested, and maybe you go a little unrealistic. And if they come to you, the organization, and say, and let's say the Commanders are one of those teams who are looking to improve their quarterback position, and you have the new general manager, David Ziegler, and you have Josh McDaniels call you up, and you go, okay, the Commanders are going to trade for you. You have to approve this. Would you approve it? Like, if I'm Carr, I would not make my new team that I'm going to give up any of those resources. And I would just wait, because right after the Super Bowl, and it's not going to move that quickly, but right after the Super Bowl, 3 days after, they have to get rid of you. So I would just make sure that I get released if I'm Derek Carr, and then I get to pick where I get to go to, and the new team doesn't have to give up any resources from me.
It's not a bad thought. Yeah, I think you're right. If you can go to a team, like I said, where you're not giving up a ton anyway, but if you can just keep whatever capital you have, whether it's in a second-round pick, an extra third-round pick, yeah, no reason to give it up. If you think, I'll just wait it out, 3 days after the Super Bowl will be cut, and then I can go there for basically free. Yeah.
Are you thinking he gets traded? Because I don't think he's going to get traded.
No, I don't think the timeline works out enough.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this is going to end up with the release. So if you had to make a prediction right now, Derek Carr next year is starting where?
Right here in New York for the Jets.
Okay, you think the Jets. Now, are the Jets desperate enough, and maybe Carr wants to go to the Jets, and maybe Carr says, guys, don't trade for me, I'll just go to you in free agency. The Jets do seem like a team that would be desperate enough to give up draft capital to go get that deal done tomorrow. But I do have concerns about Carr in New York. He's an upgrade, and we all know that their quarterback position prevented them from getting the playoffs. Like, if Derek Carr's on that team, they probably win definitely an extra game or two, and that would get them into the postseason this year. I don't think we look at them, though, as threats to go get to a Super Bowl, but maybe they could win a postseason game with Derek Carr, who has never won a postseason game in his career. I know it's like the slimmest of sample sizes, though, when you see the game that he played in the postseason. But my big concern with Carr with the Jets, I just wonder if he could handle New York. And I know what everyone's going to tell me, but Zach, he handled the Raiders locker room when you had the Henry Ruggs situation, when you had Damon Arnett as well, and the John Gruden situation, and he was able to have one of his better years through all that. There is a difference in terms of handling off-the-field problems, which were to the extreme, and not letting it affect the team. And then when you're the quarterback, who Derek Carr comes off to me as a little bit of a sensitive guy, let's just say, if you follow some of the frequent blocking on social media and just how his brothers, who they always should be defending him, but how it just sometimes makes you nauseous how much a defense is, and they try to prop him up to be something better than what he is. I think in New York with the New York media, that could be the biggest concern for Derek Carr. Now, if you win games, they have nothing really to go after you for. But if things get a little bit of a 3-4 week stretch where it doesn't go well, I just wonder how Carr handles that criticism. That's my biggest concern with the Jets. I actually think this offseason, and maybe this changes now because Michael Fleur is out of the job, but you do have Robert Saleh still there. I think Jimmy G goes to the Jets, and I think Derek Carr is going to wind up with the Commanders. Now, I heard his brother on the NFL Network say he wants stability with the owner and with the coach. You can't say that Daniel Snyder is a very stable guy, let's just say, if we want to be polite about this. Quite frankly, Daniel Snyder is a joke. Daniel Snyder is a jackass. Now, I won't be polite, and he should be out of the National Football League. But I look at that Commanders roster, and I see that you have Brian Robinson at running back. Receivers, you have Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. Defensively, Chase Young will be back for the entirety of next season as long as he doesn't get hurt. You have a very good young defensive line. And really, the AFC and NFC East both have become two tough divisions. So it's not like you have an easier out one way or another. I look at the Commanders, and that's the first team I think of for Derek Carr. That's where I'm going to go. What say you? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Like, let me ask you this. If you put Carr with the Jets, where do you have Jimmy G going? Just wondering, this offseason. Like, it could be Las Vegas, maybe, with the Josh McDaniels connection. Then it could be the Commanders. Where's your prediction on Jimmy G?
I would probably say the Commanders right now.
Yeah. I do think those are two, in a weird way, those are two good destinations when you look at the roster. Honestly, all three are. Now, I know with the Raiders, you have concerns about McDaniels. I know with the Raiders, their offensive line isn't that great. They got to do work on defensively. But if you're a quarterback, if they franchise tag Josh Jacobs and you have Davante Adams and Darren Waller still there and Hunter Renfrow in the slot, that's a pretty good offense for a quarterback where I say I have enough to work there where even though there are obstacles in the way, I'm going to believe in myself. I wonder how quarterbacks, and Carr's not in this conversation of going and staying with the Raiders because we know he's leaving, but I wonder when you get to a guy like Jimmy G, how Jimmy G is going to view the Jets, the Commanders, and the Raiders. Because those are definitely three teams that are going to be in play. We'll take a break. When we come on back, where do the Raiders go from here? We'll get into that conversation briefly. I predicted that Jimmy G goes to the Jets, and you have Derek Carr going to the Commanders. So if that plays out where you can't get Jimmy G, where do the Raiders go from here? We'll discuss that on the other side. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So I saw that if there is an AFC title game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, it will be played in Atlanta, which I think is a wonderful location. Easy to travel to, huge airport, great airport, tons of hotel rooms available. You're inside. When you do get both those teams, you know, the outdoor teams, you knew that if it was going to be a neutral site AFC title game, it was going to be in an inside stadium. I think Atlanta is a wonderful destination and was one that we even discussed a few days ago. Now, Hickey, I did not bring this up to you. It was kind of one of those things that got lost in the shuffle. But you know that guy that always sends me messages, Anthony Johnson, where he's a Titans fan and he absolutely can't stand you because he thinks you're so delusional with your Indianapolis Colts and all your Tennessee Titans hate. So he messaged me. I did not see this. He wrote, did Hickey pick Nissan Stadium? Because you wanted the AFC title game, if it is Buffalo and Kansas City, to be played in Nashville at Nissan Stadium. And he said, that's the most pro-Titans thing I've ever heard from him, LOL. So you're really annoyed that, and I don't really care where they play this game, but you're annoyed that the location is not Nashville for this one. Explain why.
I don't know about annoyed, but I think it would have been the best location just because it's basically smack dab in the middle of Kansas City and Buffalo. It's a great city to have a good time, and not that you need to...
Party city.
Not that you need help attracting fans, but again, going to Nashville for AFC title game is not hard whatsoever. And I like the fact that it's outdoors. I like the fact that you're talking about two cold weather teams. It's in a stadium where the weather's not going to be that impactful. We're not going to Lambeau Field or Chicago, but you'll be outside. You're on grass, which is I do like. So the elements will be a little bit part of it like it would in a normal AFC title game.
Okay.
But it's not extreme where we're going to have a snowball and it's going to take over the game and kind of change the way it's played. That's why I like Nashville a lot.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I was a little bit surprised by this, and I was being a good company guy today. And I was listening to the show that's on right before us on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, and of course, everyone's favorite app, the free Odyssey app. I was listening to Maggie and Perloff, and I've now heard Maggie say this a few times, what you said, because she wanted an outdoor stadium because she said there were two outdoor teams, so you should play this game outside. Now, when I heard that the first time, I made mention of it, and I took a note of it, and then when I heard Maggie say that again, it just made another thought of what she said before come to mind, which I never got this about Maggie, who is wonderful. But Maggie, who's a big Bills fan, keeps on advocating in this new Bills stadium that they're going to build to put a roof on top of the joint. And I don't get why, if you're a Bills fan, when the weather could be to your advantage and how awesome that is to go to a game in Buffalo, and I've been to many, when it's freezing cold, you got snow coming down, why you wouldn't want that to continue. But Maggie, I remember she did a sports minute on it. I remember we've had this conversation. This is not just me bringing it up on the radio. We've had this conversation before. And Maggie has now said, I'm pretty sure for the last 2 years, she wants the Bills' new stadium to have a roof on top of it. So today, I was stunned when I thought I heard it a few weeks ago when this was first brought up a week ago with everything that was going on in the planning of this. And then I heard it again today when the announcement was made. She was annoyed that this is going to be an indoor game if it is Bills and Chiefs because she thought that this should have been outside. Now, I don't get that, Hickey. When if you want a roof on the place, don't you got to be consistent and then say, okay, there's a reason why you want a roof on a place. So if it's a neutral AFC title game, don't you then want a location where there's going to be a roof on the place? So Maggie Gray, who we love here at CBS Sports Radio, she lost me a little bit. Where now she's the one who's advocating for the roof in Buffalo, but then when it's a neutral site AFC title game, potentially with their Bills, she wants this to be played outside. So I'm a little bit confused, Hot Take Hickey.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know if that's more of a fan. Like, I don't know. I guess the reasoning is it more fans? Is it more just
to No, because generate... they're two outside teams. That's what she said.
No, I meant the Dome in Buffalo. Like, I don't know what her reasoning is. If it helps, if it's more for, help the Bills. Like, I don't
well,
think
she
so.
Well, she said before she thinks Buffalo built a team that was made for indoors. And she thinks when the weather gets worse, they don't play their best football. Now, I think you could put Josh Allen anywhere on the planet. Put him in Mars. Put him indoors. Put him outdoors. I don't think the weather is going to be the reason why the Buffalo Bills would lose a game.
Now, Josh Allen is undefeated at home in the playoffs, but maybe she's still scarred from last year's, whatever you want to call that, bomb cyclone, tsunami, tornado, wind gust, hell, you know.
Are you talking about
the
game
Bills,
against the Patriots?
Patriots where it's like,
yeah.
It was so windy cold that they threw the ball like three times.
I was there at -2 degrees when Josh Allen destroyed my team like they've never been destroyed before. It was -2 degrees that day.
I'm with you. I don't think they're that bad in the weather. Like I would agree. Again, they haven't lost a home playoff game, yeah. Which would show you that they play pretty well in the cold. But if you're advocating then for a team that's built indoors, then you should be advocating right to play the game indoors because in theory that should help
your team
win.
Now, regardless, and I know that Chiefs fans are great fans and passionate fans. And I know that they'll split up these tickets, and if you already were having tickets or purchased tickets to the AFC title game, I think you have the first opportunity to purchase tickets. I was reading today if this is a neutral site game, and I'm sure they'll divide up the tickets evenly. But there will be tickets clearly that get on the second market and a ton of them. I would expect this to be a big-time Bills home field advantage if we do get to see the Bills go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Because Bills Mafia, they travel everywhere. There was a snowstorm this year. And we were wondering how the Bills, when Deion Dawkins was showing us photos of like 3 feet of snow in front of his driveway, and he opened up his garage and he couldn't even get out of his garage. We're like, how is Deion and the team going to get to Detroit where they moved the game for Bills and Cleveland? Because the game was supposed to be in Buffalo. And that stadium was packed and filled with Bills fans. So if you have a neutral site AFC title game, a lot has to go down. You know, I think Kansas City will be in the AFC title game. Kansas City this weekend. They're off. Then the next weekend after that, you're probably going to get Jacksonville or the Chargers. Bills and Bengals are going to play. And I do, you know, whoever wins that game will determine if it's a neutral site because Kansas City is going to be in the AFC title game. If Buffalo wins, then it's a neutral site. If not, then the Bengals go to Kansas City. So I do think we're leaning towards probably seeing Bills and Chiefs in the AFC title game. But I do think the two best teams in the AFC are Buffalo and Cincinnati. And I do feel, not that that divisional round is the end-all, be-all, because you have to play Kansas City next week, but I do think the two best teams will be going up against, you know, in the AFC in the divisional round when you do have Buffalo going up against the Bengals, you know, assuming we don't have a big upset this weekend. But if we do get that Bills-Chiefs AFC title game on a neutral site, I think that stadium in Atlanta is going to be packed, like 75% Buffalo Bills fans, if not more than that. Your thoughts, Hickey?
I don't know about that high. I get it. There's fatigue, if you want to say, with the Chiefs
Kansas
going in
City
now.
Kansas City spoiled now. They're in the AFC title game every year.
AFC title games, but I think I wouldn't say 75%.
You
maybe
watch.
60-40.
You watch. They're spoiled now, those Chiefs fans. They expect to go to the AFC title game each and every year.
They show up. I'll give them credit. They show up.
And no, you know what this is? Because I see right through your nonsense. You never give Buffalo any praise.
And you see what happened? Did you see what? Did you see the scene in Vegas on Saturday?
It's Vegas.
It was a Red Sea.
It's
game didn't
Vegas.
Mean anything. I'm telling you. They showed
every
up to a meaningless
base
game.
Every fan dominates in Las Vegas.
I'm just saying, it's a meaningless game. They showed up. I give them a lot of credit. So I'm just saying, if it's going to be an AFC title game in Atlanta, I don't think it's going to be a sea of blue. That's for sure. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I think it's
yes,
a credit
it will.
To Chiefs fans.
This is Hickey, who doubted Sean McDermott last year, doubted Josh Allen last year. And now
nothing to do with them.
Now you're doubting the Mafia. You better be careful. You, if anyone says get on a boat in the next few days, I would not get on that boat if I'm you. Because I think you're going to get whacked. And then we'll never see you again. Then I'll be looking for a new producer.
Bills Mafia is my spirit animal. I love the way they approach the tailgating. The tailgating in a similar fashion.
Bills fans
I like Bills
you.
Mafia.
But, oh, no, you don't.
But I'm just, all I'm saying is the fact that you're saying it, basically it's a home game and 80% Bills fans.
I
just think
it's.
You said 75 and more.
75.
And more. 70%. You said potentially higher.
At least I just think 70%. It's going to
be. That's all. I'm just giving the Chiefs fans a little due.
Remember, the Bill fan has been tortured. This, even though this is starting to become a golden era of Bills football, they still haven't won a Super Bowl. They still haven't got to a Super Bowl with this core. So if you put an AFC title game that's not in Kansas City and it's in Atlanta, the Buffalo Bills fans are be walking around the streets of Atlanta, jumping through tables, and they're going to be coming in with signs that say, bleep Hickey, Hickey hates us. That's what I want at that neutral site AFC.
I mean, all I'll say is it's not like the Chiefs fans are the Patriots, where they've had an insanely long run of dominance. Before Patrick Mahomes got there 5 years ago, this team couldn't even sniff a playoff win. So it's not like they've been spoiled and they've seen success.
But they are spoiled.
Most people have seen success in the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, and they're spoiled now.
Doesn't
Nothing
mean like they're going
to
get sick
spoiled.
Of it. But I'm saying it doesn't mean you get sick of it that fast. Where
but
you just say, I don't want
to
go.
To travel to Atlanta and spend all that money, and I know it would still be cheaper than a Super Bowl ticket, but you could just say, okay, I'll wait a few weeks and then go travel to the Super Bowl and put all my eggs in that basket. You got to see, when you're in the penthouse and you get to decide, do I want to go to the AFC title game or do I want to get to the Super Bowl? You've never been in that lifestyle, that way.
Yeah, 95% of fans have never been in that lifestyle.
Yeah, well, come on, you're not like the little sister of the poor here, where the Colts have been this like brutal team for years and years and years. You had Peyton Manning, and you kind of wasted him only winning one Super Bowl. So when you're in that scenario where you expect bare minimum to be in the AFC title game each and every year, that's where you start to think, do I go to the AFC title game or do I go to the Super Bowl? I think that's going to loom large, and Bills fans on their own are just going to absolutely dominate that AFC title game if, and it's a big if, and they'll win this weekend. But then if they find a way to get past Cincinnati coming up next weekend with that game being at Orchard Park. And I'm thinking about it. It's early. But I am thinking if it is Bengals and Bills, getting a little press pass, being warm in the press box, and maybe going to watch a little Bills-Bengals coming up divisional round next week. Take a timeout when we come on back. Let's see where the Raiders are going to go from here. Also, is Tua time done in Miami? We'll get to that as well.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So I am going to be doing the show tomorrow in Colorado. About a month ago, my sister gave birth to her first child. So I'm going to go see my niece for the first time. And I will be doing the show from the palatial estate of my sister and her husband's residence, so I'm sure that will be fun. You think the baby will be crying in the background? Like, they have Hickey a nice little office space, and they showed me a picture where I'll do the show and plug in Ethernet, so hopefully we don't have any connection issues, knock on wood, because that wouldn't be good on Wild Card Weekend if I start to sound like a robot. But I'm the one thing I'm concerned about is when I'm doing the show, if the baby starts to cry. And I hope that they'll be downstairs when I'm doing the show upstairs.
Your niece is how old now?
About a month.
I would guess she'll be sleeping for 95% of the show. I feel like newborns away sleep very, like, a ton.
Yeah, but you never know the impromptu cry, wake up, and all that. Now, I will say, you got to remember, they are 2 hours behind us. There are a lot of times where I get off the air at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is 8 p.m. Mountain. And there's a lot of times where I FaceTime my sister and her husband, JD, and the baby is not only up. The baby is up and about. So, I don't know. Maybe the baby takes after my sister. My sister doesn't sleep a lot. Like, I will get weird texts from my sister, like, weird hour times. Like, I'll just be getting up, and my sister would have texted me, like, 2 hours ago, and she's 2 hours behind us. So, very excited to be going to Colorado. And here's the big thing. I hope I get to Colorado all right, Hickey. Because I don't think I act like a jackass on the plane. But did you see this video of Odell Beckham? Now, we knew he got kicked off of a flight a few weeks ago, I think this was. But when I saw the first video last night, and we talked about this in the newsroom, a news station showed video of this, a footage of Odell basically getting kicked off the flight. And at first, I'm like, oh, what did he do wrong? Like, it didn't look that bad. Then there was another video that came out where they basically go up to him and say, you have to get off the flight. Whether he was in the right or wrong for that initial, I don't know. But they said to him, you have to get off this flight. We'll get you booked on another flight. It seemed like they were very reasonable, Hickey, with Odell Beckham. And then someone said, if you don't get off this flight, we're going to have to take everyone else off this flight, including you. And if that's the case, even if you think you're in the right, and they're going to make everyone else deplane, you got to be a little bit classy there. Instead, I guess there was this older guy who was fed up and then started talking to Odell. And like Odell basically called the guy fat. I thought it was very classless when I saw that second video of Odell Beckham. So I just got to be cognizant tomorrow when I get on my 6 a.m. Eastern time flight to go to Colorado, which is stupid booking on me. I don't know why I booked it that early, because that means I'm going to have to get up tomorrow at like 4 a.m. Eastern. And we don't get out of here until like 10:15 p.m. Eastern. And I got to get to Newark, which isn't terrible for my apartment. Only be about 20 minutes, but I got to make sure I behave myself, because I don't want there to be a situation where I get asked to leave the plane because I wouldn't buckle my seatbelt, and then I make everyone else the plane. That's really got to be one of the bigger jackass types of moves. If they're telling you you're getting kicked off the flight, and if you don't get off and you continue to pout, we're still going to take you off the plane, but then we're going to have to deplane everybody else. It's pretty low class there by Odell Beckham Jr.
I am not promoting violence by any stretch of the imagination. All I'm saying is I'm a little surprised no one took it to the level of trying to physically get in his face. Now, he was surrounded by, looked like state troopers, so it's not like, you know, he was just sitting there by himself. But you're right, he's talking back to some of the people walking off. And imagine having your flight canceled. Now, I don't know how quickly you can rebook a flight to get it. Like, I don't know whether, I think it was LA, I believe they're going from Miami, so I don't know how often that flies. I would lose my mind.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times where the airport does something wrong and they give you no explanation, and it's they didn't have a pilot these days, or not enough people. They don't usually tell you this, book the flight, and you book the flight, and then they just cancel your flight and try to make you get onto a later flight. So there's a lot of times where the airport is in the wrong. Like, I remember, I think it was when I was going to Tampa for the Rangers playoff game this past year, where they said they had to do an emergency landing in Pittsburgh because they didn't think they had enough fuel to get to Tampa. Now, it was coming from New York to Tampa. It was Tampa to New York. I forget which way it was. But we had to emergency land in Pittsburgh. And I'm like, how do you not have enough fuel when you take off? So there's things that happen that the airlines do that are inexcusable. But if you're on the plane, like, that's the worst. When you're on the plane and then the delay or then the cancellation happens. Because you are literally on the plane. That means the plane is there, the pilot is there, the crew is ready to go. And if it's a mechanical error, you rather be safe, clearly, than sorry. But in this case, it was just Odell being a jackass as to why that plane did not take off and they had to deplane everybody. I would lose my mind. And there's a lot of times where I see behavior on a plane and I go, like, what is wrong with people? You see these videos of people getting into fight, you know, fights on a plane. Like, how dumb could you be to get in a fight on a plane? So you see a lot of stupid behavior on a plane. But all Odell had to do was just simply get off the plane. Whether he thought he was in the right or wrong, it seemed from what I saw, they said, we'll just book you on another flight and we'll lay this to rest instead of making everyone get off the plane. But you're right. If I was in that situation, and I'm sure some people knew it was Odell, but then some people don't know who Odell is. Like, we live in a sports world, so how do you not know who Odell Beckham is? And I actually done a charity event with him once, and at that time, I thought the guy was a very nice guy, and I thought he was very gracious with his time. But if I was, like, coming from, let's say, the back of the plane, and I'm assuming Odell was in, like, first class, or it looked like he had a comfy seat, so he's somewhere near the front of the plane, and it's Odell Beckham Jr. If I'm one of those people coming from the back of the plane, and there's a buildup, right, when you go from row 40 to the front of the plane, and you're getting told everyone has to leave the plane because you have a customer that's just not behaving. When I'm getting past Odell Beckham, I'm saying, you're a jackass, you're an A-bleep, all that stuff. Like, I would probably say something because you're just frustrated. Because it's something that was so avoidable, obviously.
And, it's not less, I'll get the next train or I'll just take the next bus.
Yeah.
It is, you could be there for hours.
And not only that, like, you could have an important business meeting to get
also to. Also very true, whether you're seeing family business,
event.
Vacation,
yeah.
And that doesn't change. Like, that event, either you miss it because of this idiot.
Yeah.
Or you're late to it, you're ruined. Like, it would. I honestly had to stop watching the video because I was getting, like, third hand frustration or second hand frustration from watching and just putting myself in the position of one of the people getting off the plane where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'd lose it.
So it's very simple. I'm traveling light. I'm coming back Sunday night in the red eye. I'll have a carry on bag. I'll have the radio equipment. I'm going to sit down, going to try to sleep, be polite. And I'm going to hope that I don't get kicked off the plane because I would not, if I was told to get off the plane, even though I'd probably be upset, I don't think I would hold up the rest of the plane and make everyone else the plane.
Well, as long as you're not spending the full night clubbing, you should be good to go.
Yeah, I don't plan on unless you're telling me you're going to co-host the next 3 hours, then maybe I would go out and enjoy a few drinks, enjoy a little night on the town, but I don't think you're going to be co-hosting the next 3 hours of the show. Real quickly, the Las Vegas Raiders, we know the Derek Carr relationship is over. For their future, and I said I thought Jimmy G was going to the Jets and Derek Carr was going to the Commanders. I do think Jimmy G's in play for the Raiders. I do believe even what you read so far, whether it's true or not, the Raiders are going to do everything in their power to try to go make a run at Tom Brady. I don't think Brady is going there. If I'm Brady, it's either going back to Tampa or the Raiders. If that's a decision, which I think there'll be more teams interested, I'm going back to Tampa. But maybe because of that relationship with Josh McDaniels, he'll consider it more than I think he's going to consider it. I'll throw out two potential names here for the Raiders. Obviously, someone in the draft and it would require them to move up. But here's the other one. Do you think there's a chance with some of the conflicting reports in New England about the Patriots' love or lack of it for Mac Jones and Josh McDaniels loved Mac Jones last year and had success with Mac Jones last year? You think McDaniels calls the Patriots this offseason and sees just bare minimum if Mac Jones is available?
Oh, yeah. I think so for sure. Like I said, there's not many upgrades over Derek Carr right now. If you can't get Aaron Rodgers, if you can't get Tom Brady, I don't think there's another quarterback out there that's an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not going to draft
a quarterback. And I don't even think Rodgers is on the table. I don't think Rodgers is going to trade it.
So it's Tom Brady or bust for an upgrade.
Yeah.
And if he, like I said, if he goes elsewhere, retires, stays
Jimmy
in Tampa.
G, Mac Jones or draft. Those are probably the four. If you want to throw Rodgers in there, I don't think Rodgers is leaving. But then that's fair. And really, the five names, it's going to be, or the five possibilities, Rodgers, Mac, Jimmy G, Tom Brady, or you draft a quarterback. Whether that's trading up to the Bears spot and taking Bryce Young or trading up and get C.J. Stroud. Maybe someone falls that you like. I don't think Stroud or Bryce Young's going to fall too much. Do you fall in love with Will Levis? Like, I don't know. Whoever the name's out there, maybe you do consider the draft. All right, we'll come on back on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio when we do return. Lamar Jackson announces he's out for this weekend. Tua is not playing this weekend. Do the Dolphins have to go upgrade their quarterback position this year? And Woody Johnson comments on the state of the Jets at the QB spot.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught. Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.